Meseches Ma'aseh Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Mishnah continues on the halacha that Ma'aseh Sheni fruits must be brought to Yerushalayim, and if it was taken out of Yerushalayim, then it must be brought back. Perosh Shenigmaru Melachtan Ve'avru B'soch Yerushalayim. What happens if I have fruit that was ready to eat and it passed through Yerushalayim? Yachzer Ma'aseh Sheni Shalahem Ve'echol B'Yerushalayim. There, Ma'aser Sheni must be brought back to Yerushalayim. Shalom Nigmar Malachtan. What happens if they were not ready to eat? Sali Anavim Lagas, Sali Se'enim Muksa, whether it's grapes which need to go to the treading floor, or figs that need to go to the press in the storage house. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Yachzer Ma'aser Sheni Shalahem V'yechol B'Yerushalayim. Those self same fruits, which are Ma'aser Sheni, of that whole lot of completed fruit, must return to Yerushalayim to be eaten. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to bring it all back. Yipadeh, v'yecho b'chol makom. You can transfer the Kedusha to something else, money or other fruit, and eat that in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Lo nechelku Beis Shammai uveis Hillel al perosh lo nigmar melachtan. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were not arguing about fruit which was not ready to be eaten. Sheyepadeh ma'aseh sheni shalahem v'yechol b'chol makom. Because everybody holds that if they're not complete, so then you can go and redeem the ma'aseh sheni onto something else and eat that fruit wherever you want. So if that's the case, what indeed were they discussing? They're discussing fruit that was already ready for consumption. Says, you must go and bring it, that self same fruit, which is Ma'aser Sheni of the completed fruit, back to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Beis Hillel says, no. You can redeem that fruit and eat it wherever you want, and then bring that the money or fruit which the Kedusha has been transferred to, and bring that to Yerushalayim and eat it. V'ademai, but demai, nichnas v'yotze v'nefade. Demai can go in and come out and be redeemed, and there is no problem. Maseches Ma'aser Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin Ilan Shu Omed Bifnim V'Noda Lechutz. The Mishnah continues the halacha that one must eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and now begins to demarcate the boundaries of Yerushalayim. So when you have a tree whose branches are in Yerushalayim and also outside of Yerushalayim, it itself stands in Yerushalayim. As branches go from inside Yerushalayim to outside Yerushalayim, Omed Bachutz V'Noda Lefnim, or the branches, it is standing outside of Yerushalayim as branches are going into Yerushalayim, Mikineged Achoyma V'Lefnim, from the wall and inside, anywhere under that tree is considered Yerushalayim, and one may eat Ma'aser Sheni under it. Keneged Achomos V'Lechutz. But if it's up to the wall and outside, Kelechutz, it is outside of Yerushalayim, and one may not partake of Ma'aser Sheni under such a tree. Batei Habadim, storehouses, Shepischem Lefnim V'Chalalan Lechutz. What happens if its entrance is inside Yerushalayim, but the storehouse itself is outside of Yerushalayim? Oh, Pischehem Lechutz V'Chalalan Lefnim. Or the entrance is outside of Yerushalayim and the storehouse is inside Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai Omrim Hakol Kilefnim. Beis Shammai says all of them are as if they are inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel Omrim Mikineged Achomer V'Lefnim Kilefnim Mikineged Achomer V'Lechutz Kilechutz. Beis Hillel disagrees and he says Kineged Achomer V'Lefnim Kilefnim. If the store is within the walls of Yerushalayim, so then the storehouse is as if it's Yerushalayim, and it counts as Yerushalayim. But if it's from the walls and outward, in such a case, you could not eat Ma'aser Sheni there because they're not considered Yerushalayim.